There's a North Texas-based company. It's been here since 1996 that you've seen, but you may not be. I don't know. You never really think about it. You know, when you go in a convenience store and you get a glass of tea, Teasers. That's the name. It's owned by Red River Tea Company. It was founded by Jeff Ferris and Rick Shearer, the co-CEOs. Rick Shearer's here right now, joining us. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I never. It is. It's one of those things I never think about. And I certainly never thought that, you know, this was a local company. How'd you happen to get in the tea business?
So it started with a market opportunity. Jeff and I were friends in college and, you know, did our own thing right out of college. I did consulting. He went to work for a startup. We discovered that in the convenience store industry at the time, and this is mid-90s, late 90s we're talking about, they didn't really do much with respect to food service or quality beverages, and we just felt like there was an opportunity there if we could create a way to get quality tea there that people would buy it.
Tea was not... I grew up in Texas, and I don't know, my parents would drink iced tea or something like that, but we never thought about tea, and nobody ever thought about sweet tea, at least in the Southwest. And it seems like there was just this renaissance moment where, you know, tea got popular. How did you... So you sell individual teas, right? I mean, you...
So how we do it, essentially, we got into the business inventing a machine that fresh brewed tea by the glass. So what we sell is...
Was that never around before?
It was not. So there was bulk tea brewing equipment. So, you know, essentially you'd put a commercial tea bag and brew it and make, you know, 2, 3, 4 gallons of tea. Where we started was the kind of the individualistic, you know, press a button and in 15 seconds we're going to brew a glass of tea. That was, you know, late 90s technology and the concept that got us started. Over the next 20 years, we sell tea in a lot of ways. We make the commercial tea bags through other people's brewing equipment, and also we've innovated and invented several machines along the way that we, you know, feel makes it easier for both our customers and their customers, the end users, to enjoy a quality glass of tea.
You know, I see the big, the PepsiCos and Coca-Colas and everybody else trying to diversify. They're getting into the water businesses, taste change, and that sort of thing. And obviously, tea's hot. I mean,
absolutely.
It has been for a while. I'm surprised there's a place for you, that they haven't squeezed you out, or either that or made a run at you.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I think where we kind of set ourselves apart is the innovation, and it's really the connection between the tea brewing equipment and the tea itself. It typically the bigger companies are on one side of that. Either they make equipment or they sell tea or concentrate tea, and kind of what we tried to do and really got us launched is solving the problem of how do you get consistent tea out of equipment when the settings are the same, but in a different store set, you know, it varies, and, you know, the equipment people say, well, it's a tea problem. The tea people say it's an equipment problem.
You know, I never thought about it because, yeah, I mean, you steep it. If you put a bag in, and the longer you leave it, the stronger it gets.
Correct.
Yeah, how do you avoid that happening? You know, the last guy who buys a glass of tea out of one of your machines.
It's interesting.
Wired for a week.
Most tea brewers are get into solution at the end. So essentially what happens is you put a tea bag in, you steep hot water through the brew funnel, and then you mix it with water or, you know, in some cases, sweet water. And then at the end of the brew, theoretically, it's in perfect solution. So one of the aspects of our new piece of equipment, the Teaser Smart Brew, is, picture the scenario you described. If you're at a convenience store, you walk up and you have a glass full of ice and you get a quarter of the tea, you're upset. You say, hey, you know, store clerk, we're out of tea. They start brewing, and then based on the timing of it, you know, the hot water starts steeping, which is, you know, kind of the tea notes and the strong concentrate, and then, you know, they would potentially fill up their cup, finish off, take all the essence of the next batch, and then leaving the person behind them to have a weak tea. So one of the problems we try to solve is how do you get a consistent cup of tea every time?
I never thought about the science of tea. So what about the marketing business? How did you expand? And you're pretty much across the lower 48. Right?
So we are. We have a footprint in everywhere. And you know, how we expand is really solving the problem and trying to get a better, you know, delivery mechanism for tea at convenience stores. So, you know, part of the convenience in convenience stores is, you know, it needs to be easy. So we try to help our customers, you know, not have the operational, issues that may exist, and we want to provide their customers the consistency they're wanting. And what we really want to do is create a tea destination for if you're going to get gas and, you know, there's a convenience store on all the corners, you're going to choose the one that has the tea, and because that will drive, you know, customers there.
But you go into the restaurant business too, though.
I noticed
Sysco is one of your partners.
Yeah, so we are, you know, our history is primarily convenience stores. Our goal is to expand into restaurants. So we see a great opportunity with our new piece of equipment to get into the restaurant business.
So you,
as well.
If you, and like in, you're in 7-Eleven, so mm-hmm. they don't want an exclusive? Or you...
Well, so we private label for 7-Eleven, so, and we're working with them to do a bunch of different things, honestly. But, yeah, so if you walk in, it'll, in 7-Eleven in particular, there'll be a 7-Eleven urn of tea, but, yeah, we provide the tea for that.
That's fascinating. So what's next? Where do you expand?
So, you know, one of the things we're launching in the first quarter of 19 is our new Teaser Smart Brew piece of equipment. So we're excited about that for a lot of reasons. One is that it's essentially an IoT device. So
what's IoT?
Internet of Things. So basically every, you know, the tea machine will have a Android tablet on it.
Get out of here.
So it will phone home to our, you know, back-end computer system and say, you know, keep track of what's brewed, keep track of any issues. And that's one of the values we can provide to our customers, let them know, you know, what they're selling, which is kind of difficult to do in the today's environment, to let them know what they're selling, to let them know if there's any service issues, and let them know from an execution standpoint, are there either franchisees or, you know, store-level operations folks doing their job?
That's fascinating. Who dreamed that up?
Well, we've just dreamed it up. Jeff and I and our team, you know, have tried to, you know, solve problems in the history of our company.
Well, something like that. I mean, I could see how it would save man hours too. Because otherwise you'd send somebody by to check on it.
Exactly.
And then find out that everything's all right and you've wasted a trip.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, you find out, you know, other things like, well, it's turned off or you didn't brew it or, you know, all these things that, you know, are kind of opaque a little bit to category management of the customer. And, you know, for the person walking into the convenience store, you know, it's just an annoyance to them. So we're trying to, you know, make it easy to execute quality tea.
This is fascinating. So where do you go with this ultimately? I mean, are you going to pass this on to your kids? Or?
Well, probably not, honestly. We are kind of bringing in a team to run the business. And, you know, whether it turns into something that we keep and become passive owners of or, yeah, you know, we
you
sell at some
go
point.
You dream up something else?
You know, I don't know. It's funny. I would assume, you know, whatever we would do down in the future, it would have to be something that's, you know, mentally challenging because I think Jeff and I both, you know, like solving problems and like being, you know, intellectually stimulated. So,
well,
you
yeah,
know, who knows? I mean, we've got a long way to go with this company and the launch of Smart Brew. We're excited about that. So.
And you've done it well for a couple of... Couple of Sooners.
Exactly. A couple of poor boys from Oklahoma.
Well, we're glad you came to North Texas.
Well, I'm it's home now, and I'm certainly glad I did as well.
All right. So the next time you're buying a glass of tea, I want you to think of Rick Sharon Teasers and the Red River Tea Company. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Appreciate being here.
I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.